News with a kick.
KIKKAM.
CNN 650 Radio News. Real news, real fast.
And we're back to the Mike Koenig Show, Think Wing Radio on CNN 650. Call in. We have just a couple of minutes. It's 713-9650-650. And I'm here with Heather Saucier of the Harris County Flood Control District. Before we went to break, I asked you about home buyouts, which you had touched upon, and to what extent the district seeks those out, and to what extent people might actually be able to apply for that. Could you tell us a little about it?
Sure. This is a program whereby we partner with FEMA. And essentially, the reason for having the program is because for people who live in very flood-prone areas that repeatedly flood, they're constantly making claims on their flood insurance. And so FEMA figures it's actually cheaper sometimes for us to buy their house and move them outside a floodplain where their flooding risks are much less. And so we don't have to keep paying flood insurance claims. And so obviously there's a benefit to cost ratio right. that comes into play here. And so we've actually already been able to buy the worst of the worst. As I said earlier, we've purchased about 2,500 homes here in Harris County. That's a lot of homes that just have repeatedly flooded over the years. But, you know, every time we have a flood and we have the inundation of water inside homes, more people become eligible because that benefit to cost ratio gets higher for FEMA. And so we have the capability of looking around town and knowing, okay, well, we know here's an area that recently flooded. Let's go take a look at flooding history. We can look through numbers at FEMA and find out how many flood insurance claims have been filed, and then do the math according to FEMA's criteria and figure out who would be a good candidate for a voluntary home buyout program and who wouldn't. But we have people who call us all the time asking, can I be put on the list? And we apply for monies every year. And for a very long time, we have been very fortunate to receive funding to make this program happen. And so it's been ongoing for some time.
Okay. Do me a favor, real quick, give people the website or any other contact information you feel would be helpful.
Well, that would be our website. As you said earlier, we encourage people to visit our website, www.hcfcd.org. And again, that stands for Harris County Flood Control District. And all of our contact information is on that website if people want to inquire about that program or any other projects that we do.
Okay. I really appreciate your coming by, Heather. I think you've been very informative. We might have you back again. And next week, I will be having a conversation with actor, director, and producer Robert Hooks. Mr. Hooks is a gifted artist who broke the color barriers in stage, film, and television, and he was a leading man when that was almost unheard of for an African-American actor. He's fought for minority rights in the performing arts and founded at least two important theater companies. We'll be talking about that and more when he's my guest on The Mike Koenig Show. And I'll see you here next week, Monday at noon. And remember, slower traffic, keep right. It's not just a good idea. It's the law. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
CNN 650 Radio News.